Blog Talk Radio.
Let it be. Looking at you, I can tell you've had hard times in your life. Now it's time for me to make everything right. I'm gonna shower you with lovely things, help you smile again. I'm gonna get to know you, make it right so you can breathe again.
You're my diamond in the rough, girl, and I'm here to make it better.
Yeah.
You're my diamond in the rough, girl, and we gon' shine in love together.
From a broken heart, life's got you down.
Life's got you down.
And the bags under your eyes have the smiles inside that's tearing you apart. Girl, you're looking at change. I'm a man who prays, and I'm strong in faith. God must have had a plan, placed you in my hand. Let me lead the
you're
way.
Diamond in the rough, girl.
What's up, world? You just tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born talent event and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. Thank you so much for tuning back in. Tonight, we're going to have a great show, and I have someone lined up that is very special. And so I'm just going to get right into it. The topic for tonight is, what did you do to get him or her? Since this is the pre-Valentine's Day show, I know there's got to be something that you did to get that person that you were striving to have, you know, and that you were attracted to. You know, me, I'm a romantic, so I'm very persistent when I want something. And so although I've enjoyed my singlehood, you know, there are times when I was actively dating. And if I really was attracted to someone, yes, I put my better self forth and did everything I needed to do, whether that was writing a poem, whether it was playing a song or singing, something I did to get the attention of the person that I wanted. But in any case, let's move on. I want to give you a background on the show in case you do not know or have listened to this show before. Talk to Me has been in existence for almost 13 years, over 400 guests, over 200 episodes, and over 10,000 in listeners, reaching the U.S., Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Cameroon, Philippines, India, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, Malaysia, Japan, and Dominican Republic. If there's time later on, I'll read to you the very, very long list of those who I remember that have graced this show. So I don't want to take up too much time doing that. I want to give you some scripture base first for this particular show on dating and relationships. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Yes, because when you are in love, you are completely blind. And so you have to choose wisely before you fall in love. You have to ask those questions and get some background information before you fall in love. Because once you fall in love, sometimes it's hard to see. And so that was coming from 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7 in the New Living Translation. Genesis 2:18 says, "Then the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?" There we go again. Before you hook up, you need to know who you're getting involved with before you waste your time and spending hours and money dating each other and realize that, you know, you two don't even have the same beliefs. That's something you need to initiate in the beginning. Get that out the way. Put the cards on the table. Open yourself up. Make sure the other person is opening themselves up, and hopefully both of you are telling the truth, because the truth will come to light eventually. And so I did create an app, and it is not up on Google yet, but this is an app asking questions in all areas, finance, child rearing, like I said, being equally yoked and not unequally yoked. Your dreams and aspirations, where you're trying to go in life, and does it line up with each other? And, you know, being a Christian and having God in the center of your relationship is definitely going to make that relationship stronger and is going to make that relationship better in the eyes of God. And so let me move on. Genesis 2:24, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Okay, boom. You got some people out there that are 40, 50, 60 years old that are still mama's boys, which I think is ridiculous. Even if you're not married, you need to learn how to draw the line in your manhood or your womanhood. You cannot let your parents dictate to you what it is that you need to be doing in your marriage. So that is a no-no. And being a daddy's girl, same thing. You know, you have to learn to let go once you have tied the knot and become one with someone else. I think I got one more. Ephesians 5:33. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. And I believe that both people should be respecting each other. And so I want to move on from that. You can look those scriptures up on your own if you'd like to. And I'm going to just say announcement far as the winners so far for this year for the highest number of listeners is Ernest Brown and Tamar Cardwell. So those two are in the lead so far. As you know, at the end of the year, I give out a prize to the episode that has given the most listens. I do want to give birthday shout-outs. And that would be Marlon Randolph, who I've had on this show. Happy birthday to you. Kim Mathis, Debbie Dupree Holland, Tasha Seabrooks, Tyrone McCray, author ML Brooks, Amanda Campbell, Michelle Walker, Missy Poindexter Brown, Easy Taylor, who's been on this show, Pastor Joseph Green, who was my pastor for like 10 years, Dr. Reverend Robert Perry, who helped me break the ground and starting Diamonds in the Rough, who was my pastor for 5 years. Brianna Gormany, my goddaughter. Stephen Daniels II, my big baby brother, whose birthday is this weekend. Weedy Whitaker, Candace Burke, Michael Sistrunk Jr., who is my cousin. Tamar Cardwell, Bobby Ramos, Prophetess Brenda Culpepper. Kaylee Roselle, who has been interviewed by me with the media, Stefan Williams, Tyrone Daniels, Ann Frazier, Tashana Perry, who has been on this show many, many years ago, Terry Rogers, who's been on this show, Mark Mezador, William Mathis, Jim Amon, and my younger brother, Artis Smith. So happy birthday. Condolences to everyone that has lost somebody, you know, since the last show. I didn't get too much into who passed away, but my heart goes out to you. God bless you and your family. And I do want to get into the donations before my caller calls in. You could donate to this show, Diamonds in the Rough, Talk to Me, or myself. You can go to GoFundMe. I'm trying to go to Israel with my church. That information is on the show page. You could order books like Black Woman, My Best Thing, which is a short poetic apology to women. I remember when I first wrote this, I wrote five books in one weekend. This was a short poetic thing that I turned into like a short little book, but it's really a poem, and I first ran it by my girlfriend. She had went away for the weekend. I was staying with her, and she cried. I couldn't believe the response. I didn't realize how deep it was, what I was putting across in the poem. And she said it was healing for her. So if you are a man and you are in the doghouse, you need to get this book. Go to my website, www.DITRFindingTheSpiritInMe.org. If you're a woman and you need it for yourself, you could do so. Order books or on my website and artwork. We can work out a payment plan for the artwork if you don't have it. And also, you could book me for ministry as a business consultant, MC, comedian, spoken word artist. I do many, many things. So you could do that as well. So I am going to quickly go to a song, and hopefully my caller will be called in by then. I'm going to go to I'm Still by LaVert. Thank you.
I can't help but think back when we were together, girl. Now and then, when I see you walking down the street, and just holding your new love by your arm, yeah, I try to look away for fear I might cry. Woman, but as I try, I can't stop. On the times that we've had, I remember holding you in my arms, yeah. And when you were down, I was there to pick you up. And I made all your clothes so warm, so warm. And I'll never forget to touch. I'm still gonna be in love. Even though I know it's over, gonna try my best to shake it. I'm still gonna be in love. I can never love another. I think to myself, would I love to have you back? Knowing deep down inside, I truly do. I know I said some things that I would regret, but my heart is always been there for you, baby, yeah.
That was I'm Still by LaVert. This is Cherie Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough Talk to Me Radio. I am going to introduce this guest to you. Miss Jones, the beauty of comedy, has performed on BET's Coming to the Stage, hosted by Bruce, and judged by Kim Coles, Kevin Hart, Paul Mooney, and Kel Mitchell. She's won the LA Women's Theatrical Festival Spotlight Comedy Competition hosted by Kim Whitley and the Comics Rock Convention presented by Hope Flood. Hope Flood's been on this show like 3 times in the past 12 years. I love that woman. Anyway, she has shared the stage with Damon Wayans, Leslie Jones, Talent, Capone, Earthquake, Tiffany Haddish, Tony Rock, and more. She hosts her own radio show, The Me and Miss Jones Show, which airs every Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. 8 to 10 a.m. on the 108 Soul and iHeart Radio. She made up a hip-hop multiplication CD and DVD called Kids Multiplication Motivation for Kids, which was seen on CNN Headline News. Ms. Jones is the host of a new TV show called Praise Through the Night. Ms. Jones plays April Reese, FBI agent, in the new series Bishop and Shaney. She'll be performing for thousands in this year's McDonald's Gospel Fest and Black Women in Comedy Laugh Fest. Please welcome Jones, the beauty of comedy. I'm going to click her in right now. Hello? 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 Hello?
Minister Sheree? Minister Sheree? Hey!
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing well. How are you this evening?
I'm great. So glad we finally were able to do this. Yes.
Yes. That was a dope introduction you gave me. I don't know if I've ever had such a great introduction except the time that George Santos introduced me. Chad,
okay.
I'm a fundraiser, girl. I did not know I did comedy on the moon, I'm telling you. Okay. Yes, thank you so much for having me. Happy Valentine's Day or pre-Valentine's Day.
Thank you. And same to you. And getting talking about that, talking about love. What you got to do to get him or her? What is your stance on that?
Ooh, man, I got plenty to say, okay?
First,
let me just say, what do you have to do to get him or her? So first, let me just say what makes me qualified to even talk about it. How about that?
Okay.
First off, I'm a tough cookie.
Yes.
I'm a tough cookie.
Yes, you are.
Girl, you did a good thing, okay? And second of all, I actually used to work for, like, one of these love companies. So I used to, like, host and produce events for singles. So I would host speed dating events. Oh, yeah, all the different singles mixers and stuff. So I have seen a lot of stuff over the years, and I've had to get a lot of advice and everything. So, you know, that kind of makes me qualified a little bit. But first,
yes,
I would say before you even think about what you have to do to get the person, you need to think about what you even want, first of all. So there's three categories of relationships, okay? ENT. Is that person is just there for entertainment? Is that the person that you want? So that's like this, your one night stand, your friends with benefits, your Beckett's, play dates, whatever. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Or do you want a right now person, a right now chick? Now this person could be your girlfriend, you know. It might even be your little fake fiance, but you know, you claim the person. But, you know, you know, they cook your meals for you. Maybe they're there because, you know, you need a place to stay, your financial purposes or whatever. But if somebody better comes along, you got to jump ship. But the one that I really want to that is the right now chick, okay? But then the one that I really want to talk about is marriage material. Now, this is your girl, your man, your fiance. This is the person you're serious about. You'll take home to meet your mama and the person that you would really want to marry. Now, make sure that you are clear with the person, you know, so that they know what they are. Because it gets into, you know, dangerous waters if you're playing with people's feelings, okay?
Right. Absolutely.
Yes. So now let's talk about what do you have to do to get her. Now, I'm going to speak from a woman's point of view. What you have to do, really, I want to talk to the men tonight. What do you have to do?
Okay, go ahead.
Now, women, you can get some nuggets out of it, too. But what do you have to do to get a woman? Now, first of all, that's truly what you need to do. You need to be praying for her. Even if she has not manifested
yet,
pray that God will send her to you and that y'all will both be ready at the same time. She has all the qualities that you're looking for. Make yourself a list. You know, I remember one of my friends actually knew the guy that she wanted.
Okay.
She's you. That's what I want her to be.
Talk I've done that
my.
Before, too.
I never got so far away. So I drew the guy, but I got my lips.
Okay.
I got my lips. You know, now
okay.
Old, you know, you might not get everything on your lips, but you know, this
no.
is what I'm shooting for, okay?
Right, exactly.
Yes. So now those are the spiritual things. But then,
yes.
Okay, so I want to go over the acronym, WOMAN. See, I'm really talking about the things that's coming from my book that's going to be coming out. How to get and
All
keep
right.
a grown woman. Yes, how to get and keep a grown woman, because I'm good and grown, okay?
Okay, exactly. Not
so
a little girl.
Yes, I ain't no little girl, okay? We are women of a certain age, okay? So you want a
yes.
grown and sexy woman, okay? So we're going to take the
right.
word woman, the acronym. So we're going to start
mm-hmm,
with that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get a good grown woman? The first thing you're going to do, that W, is woo up. So what does woo mean? So woo means to try to make someone love you, to try to attract
yes.
someone.
Yes.
I'm preaching that fact. To seek the
okay.
favor, affection, and love of, especially with the view of marriage. To court. Woo! To pursue.
You know what?
You ain't even got to
That's
run
a...
your fast, honey. I will walk.
Court. That's one thing that... Yeah, but you know what, Ms. Jones? That's one thing that is missing a lot of times nowadays is the
mm-hmm.
wooing and the courting. Go ahead.
Talk about it. Talk about it. You know, if you pursue, you know, I won't even run that fast. I will walk for you. I'll crawl
mm-hmm.
you. What you need, okay? And then they don't want to pursue no more. They want the woman to chase them. You know, I got to blame
yes.
the man a little bit because, you know, all y'all, everybody chasing it, these men ain't got to chase. I mean, it's not
for
right
real.
With a woman being assertive, you know, letting the guy know
mm-hmm,
she, you
mm-hmm.
know, she is, she available. But let these men
yes.
pursue. It is in the DNA. Men pursue.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of times the men, they're afraid of rejection.
Yes,
you know, that's
are.
What my ex told me before. He was afraid of rejection. Like, you know,
mm-mm-mm.
we women, if we like you, we like you when you are assertive and you let us know that
yes,
you like us.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, we'll let you know if we
absolutely.
Don't like you, you acting thirsty. Hello.
Straight up. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if you wooing us, now let me just tell you about wooing. Don't miss your opportunity. So I used to, like I told you, I used to do speed dating. Now, and I used to do a singles event. So with speed dating, both people have to pick each other in order to get each other's numbers. But when I did the singles event, sometimes people will wait till the event was over and then hit me up the next day talking about, what's this chick's number? You had your opportunity the night before. Why you ain't get her number? Now you want to come holler at me? My job is over with. Okay.
Right. Right.
To give you her number, you know? You cannot
right.
miss your opportunity. You cannot, if you see this chick in the grocery store, have some confidence. Don't, I got to just,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to do online dating. No. And be authentic. What's wrong with being, back in the day, we didn't have online dating. You met somebody.
Sure didn't.
Home. You know, come on. Have some
walking down the street.
Yes.
At college.
Yes.
You know,
that's
whatever.
Right. Get those digits. Now, if
yes.
we do give you digits, please use them. Don't wait too
right.
much to call. I have given somebody my number before, and they have waited months to call, and then they're going to call me. Can I speak to Ms. Jones? This is Ms. Jones. This is Donald. Who's Donald? Remember I met you at such and such? And I don't know who they are. And I will act like I got amnesia. I don't remember. I'm sorry, Donald. I don't remember. Yep, my number has an expiration date. Hello, somebody.
For real. 3 months.
You
that's way too long.
Jones. Isn't that ridiculous? Because, see, my thing is, if you have waited 3 months or 2 months to call me, how many numbers did you get at that event? You know what I mean?
Right.
You'd have had to go
mm-hmm.
all the way down your list to get to me. So I got that
yes,
answer. You
yes.
got a window of opportunity, okay, with that number.
Right.
It will
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
And if we give you the number, don't text talking about, can you talk? Are you available to talk? Because, again, that lacks confidence. Just go ahead and call.
Yes, it does. But you
and
know what, Ms. Jones?
What?
Ms. Jones, nothing
uh-huh.
is more attractive than a strong man, and I'm talking about inwardly strong, that has confidence, not arrogance, has confidence and is assured, because women are attracted to power.
Yes.
And we love a man that knows, has a sense of assuredness about who he is, and not questioning himself. Because if he don't know who he is, he can't find somebody that is going to be suitable for him, because he don't even know who he is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
but go ahead.
Yeah. And you know, even as far as what you're saying, like talking about like even with submission. And, you know, we want somebody to lead us. If you're supposed to be the leader of the house once we get married, how are you going to lead us if you ain't confident? And then if you ain't confident about that, I'm going to be wondering, are you confident in other things? Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. I need you,
you
to
know,
be confident in all areas. Hello, somebody.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely, because then the woman is going to feel insecure, and no woman wants to be with a man and she doesn't feel that she is secure, protected, and safe, and she has to feel that way emotionally and or as well as physically. You know, I was watching these clips on Instagram. And it was the funniest thing, because they threw these, like, fake animals and things out into the street. One dude started flaring his arms like a little baby running. And one dude was walking with his woman and tried to jump into her arms. Okay?
Oh,
I mean, I'm just like, what? I mean, I would have let you fall. You would have tried to jump in my arms. Baby, you going down. Number one.
That's a hot mess.
Even if I didn't have a cane and a back injury, I'm not catching you, okay? Because I'm going to be running myself. It's up to you to say, okay, let me block my woman in this situation.
Wow.
But no, he didn't do that.
Wow. That is one of the number one needs of a woman, Security.
Exactly.
Security.
Yes.
You protect
me. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep.
That's great.
But I love your answer, and people really need to take heed to what you are saying. Women need to hear this and take heed to it, because we're older, we're seasoned. We've been there and done that. You know what I'm saying? And we know what we don't want. Okay, and so my thing is that you said a right now person. Be sure to not fall in love and into a committed relationship with a right now person. Because even if you don't see something better, God might not bring the opportunity to you, because you've already committed yourself to something you wasn't supposed to have. So until you release that thing, then he might say, okay, he or she is ready, because now there's an opportunity for me to step in. But you're dealing with I'm going to say, like a clown, and you hanging on to this clown for dear life because you don't want to be alone.
Yes, exactly. My mom's godbrother had a right now chick, and she lived with him for years, and he would tell her, I'm not going to marry you. I don't love you. I'm not going to marry you. She hung around thinking that her status was going to change to marriage material. He never married her. Never mad. At least I would say he was honest with her. Because a lot of men, they're not honest. They're not going to tell you the right
message. No, they're not.
At least he was honest, and she chose to stick around thinking that it was going to happen.
Yes. One person told me when I was being mentored, when I was a young woman, and she was trying to change my mind about relationships because I had been so damaged in the relationship I was in for 18 years, 20 years, whatever. And she wanted me to see what a good black man was. This wasn't no man that was flashy. She used to be the one that was wild out. you know, having guns and all kind of stuff. I couldn't believe it when she told me, because this woman didn't look nothing like that. She looked wholesome. I even was in her house many times, so I got to see for myself how they operated. This man showed her respect. He asked to marry her within 6 months. He was a man of God. He still is a man of God. Okay? They both were at my church. This woman gave me stuff to start off so I could be at service and wear the proper clothes, okay, when I didn't have no proper clothes, because all I had was street clubbing clothes. So her man worked his behind off. He was fixing a part of the roof when I was there one day. And I remember just watching them. That spoke for itself. It don't take you 10 years to find out if you want to marry this woman.
Talk about it. Talk about
it. Okay.
I'm not getting you no 10. I'm not. You ain't even getting 5. How about that?
Exactly.
How about that? How about that? If you don't know within about 6 months yet. I mean, I feel
right.
Like I've dated so much that I feel like after a few dates, you know if this person is marriage material, if you even, like, want to be in a relationship with them. Now, you might not know everything about them, but you know whether or not they're marriage material. Something kind of unfolds as you go, like you really don't know a person until you make them mad, how they're going to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they're going to treat you. But
that's like, I like to test. I like to test a lot. In the beginning, because I got a bunch of questions. I got questions for days. I want to know real stuff. Like, did you ever want a man? Was you ever tapped by a man? What are your proclivities? What are some of your vices? When I make you mad, what you going to do?
Well,
okay, so those are some of the things I need to know before we even advance on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not trying to waste my time. I'm about to be 52 years old.
Hello?
You know?
Anybody got
But
I'm going to
stop right there. Exactly. Exactly. I'm about to stop here and take a... Ms. Jones about to stop right here. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm going to play a little bit of Jeanne. We're going to go over a few minutes. Is that okay? Because I want to ask you some more questions about your career.
I got a whole... I got plenty to talk about.
Okay, all right. So let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break, and I'm going to play a little bit of Request Line by Jeanne.
All
right. Beating you so old.
There you have it. That was Jeanne Request Line, a throwback. I am interviewing right now my guest, Ms. Jones, and I'm going to click her back in. This is Talk to Me Radio.
Yes, that was sounding good. I was loving that.
Okay.
I was
being bopping too.
I forgot I was being interviewed. I was like, hey, yeah. Yeah. That's a jam, okay.
Yes. And, you know, I want to get into some of the things that you do. You have so much that you've done and that you're doing and about to do. So we probably won't get through it all. But I did want to ask you, because you have a successful show on 108 Soul, the Me and Mrs. Jones show. So tell me how you entered into this field and why you entered into this field.
All right, so now I want to make sure everybody knows I'm Miss Jones, not Mrs. Jones. I am single. Hello.
Okay.
Hey, so don't marry a sister off unless you got a good candidate, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I just celebrated my 20th year in radio. Yes.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I started off in L.A. Yes, started off in L.A. Yes, over 20 years ago was my 20th year in radio. And I just started off, I had moved to L.A. and just looking to get into acting. I had done some plays, and then I heard about this station that was training people to become a radio announcer. It was called American Radio Network. So I went there. I trained to become a radio announcer, and then I had my show, and then I actually started training other people there. I received some different awards with the Southern California Gospel Announcers Guild Radio Announcer of the Year. So, yeah, I've been in the game since, 2002.
Wow.
Then I started different stations. Yeah. So, yeah, since I moved back here to New York, 108 Soul was the one that picked me up. Shout out to Jamie Roberts, 108 Soul to Soul in New York. He also is the owner of Comedy in Harlem, the only black comedy club in New York City. So I was doing some comedy there, and, you know, we just started chopping it up. He's like, well, what else do you do? And I was like, yeah, I've done radio, and I would love to get back into it. And he was like, okay, when I get an opening, then I'm going to holler at you. And so weeks later, he was like,
yes,
I got an opening. So that's how I got back in the game once I got back to New York.
Yes. And this is how I met you. You were doing stand-up comedy. I believe it was for Jackson's comedy show at the Metric in Bridgeport where I met you.
Yes.
And you came and supported when I was doing my comedy debut again, because I had been doing it since 2002. That's actually when I made Diamonds in the Rough official. And so I was getting back into it. And you came to support, and I appreciate that. You know, I had several people trying to give me advice, and you also did the BET's comedy reality show, Coming to the Stage. You have performed. You're about to perform at the McDonald's Gospel Fest. That's why you've been part of them for like 10 years and did the spoken word category. So tell me, how do you prepare for something such as big as this? Because it usually, it's like at least 20,000 people in the crowd.
Wow. Yeah, so I started doing comedy in 2004, and I always will give credit to Michael Collier, shout out to him. I was, doing some acting and things like that when I lived in L.A., and I met him on the set of Kiki Shepherd's new show, Live in Hollywood, which is a spinoff of Showtime at the Apollo. I was doing radio then, and we just started chopping it up like we were old friends. And he was like, oh, I'm getting ready to do a night at the Comedy Union, another, you know, black spot in L.A., and come out and help me. So I would do trivia between the comedians, and then he would always be like, tell a joke. So I always knew I had to have a joke in my back pocket. So I was just like, you know what, I'm going to write a set. He was like, all right, you got 3 minutes. So one of the other comedians, Seth Sanders, was like, yo, you can't just get up there. You got to test these jokes out. So he took me to some different places like the Ha Ha Cafe. And then that next Monday night, I got up, did my thing. He was like, you were funny. You got stage presence. And like a couple weeks later, I was on BET Coming to the Stage. So it was just like, I had only been going on for a couple months. And I was already on BET. So now how did I prepare for that? Again, because I was new, I was just like, okay. The veterans helped me out, like Michael. I was like, okay, these are jokes I'm going to do. Rodney Perry, okay, Evan Lionel, mm-hmm. shout out to all of them. They kind of like went over my set with me, and that's how I prepared for it because I was new in the game, you know. But now I've been in the game
right.
a time. I got some jokes, you know what I mean?
Yes,
and so,
yes.
Know, McDonald's Gospel Fest, you know, that's gospel. I'm a clean comedian anyway, you know, granddaughter of a bishop. So my stuff is clean anyway, but you know, I definitely want to make sure that I can do some jokes that everybody can relate to, stuff that's funny, you know, stuff that's current, and, you know, just my best stuff. You know, I don't know how many
yes.
minutes I'm going to have this yet, but, you know, whatever I do, I want to make sure that I rock the crowd and get some laughs. Plenty of laughs.
Yes. Yes. And it is so rewarding. Mm-hmm. You know, that was like the biggest crowd I had ever been in front of. I sang with the choir, but when you're doing
okay.
something on your own, that's different, you know,
mm-hmm.
because that's all you, ain't nobody up there with you, you know,
right.
except for God, if you have him in your life. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I knew somebody had tried to throw me off my game before getting, helped me to break the rules. And I'm so glad I didn't listen to this person. You know,
mm-hmm.
because it was only a setup for me to fail. And, you know, you got to watch out for people like that because
oh,
yeah. the devil will send somebody to try to rock your boat before you
mm-hmm.
actually step on that stage. And, you know, I remember winning. I won a couple times, but not first
mm-hmm.
place. But then I won mm-hmm. first place. And,
all right.
I got some advice from, you know, some important people of what
mm-hmm.
not to do. Because, see, like you, Ms. Jones, I'm a very strong personality. I'm strong-willed. I have a strong
mm-hmm.
voice.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't need a microphone.
Okay.
Except for in a room like that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it takes a certain type of willingness and confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I always tell people, they wonder, how did you do it? Was you scared? Heck yeah, I was trembling like a leaf. But
mm-hmm.
I always try to move towards the fear. That's
mm-hmm.
the only thing that's going to help you get over the fear.
Yeah.
You know, I never, you know, and my thing is I never was a public speaker growing up and things of that nature. I did plays, I did singing, I did all of that stuff. But as a young woman, I was terrified. I knew I stuttered a lot. That runs in my family. So I didn't want to speak, let alone preach. But when
mm-hmm.
you have God, which you do in your life,
amen.
I wish
amen.
You the best on that
thank
stage.
You so much.
And it is such an accomplishment to even be chosen. How many people did you go up against when it came to the audition?
Well, you know, the way that they do it, they do it in different ways, I think. They just started doing things now in person. I think before everything was virtual. So I don't really do virtual stuff. I think for comedy,
no, it wasn't virtual. They must have started that when the COVID came
yeah,
out.
With COVID, right.
Yeah.
So now they're back,
mm-hmm.
and they're
okay.
still doing auditions. So they'll do one, you know, a Friday, then they'll do it a Saturday. So as far as I have seen, I mean, I haven't been watching totally, but the night that I did my audition, there were probably maybe, you know, 30 people or whatever, and then they picked a few, and I was the only comedian that they picked. Then, you know, I saw another night they hadn't picked any comedians, so I don't really know how many people are in the category, but, I mean, I'm sure that they're going to probably audition hundreds of people because auditions
yeah.
are
yeah.
continued through March.
There used to be like
I'm
thousands.
I'm excited to be in the mix, yeah.
of contestants, not all in one category, but at least about 1,000 people, you know. So it's crazy, but you have met some great people in the game that, you know, you got to watch and you got to see some of their styles, what they do, how they handle themselves close up, like Damon Wayans, Capone, mm-hmm. who's been on here before, Michael Collier, as you mentioned, Dolemite, mm-hmm. Tiffany Haddish, mm-hmm. you know, veterans, Kim Whitley, Earthquake. Mm-hmm. Now, I love Earthquake. That's one of my favorite comedians in the world. Mm-hmm. I just love how he grabbed my attention and the things he say. He's just crazy. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you learned from these people?
Well, you know, I would say being in L.A., you see everybody. Like, I remember I was in, when I, you know, you talked about how I won the Women's L.A. Festival Spotlight Comedy Competition. So it was just, you know, regular comedians. We all competing and everything. And then Damon Wayans came in, and he was like, all right, I want to get on stage. So, like, you see everybody in L.A., you know what I mean? So
right.
One thing that I would say is you don't always have to stick to your set. So that's one thing I can say that I've learned. One thing, talent is good for that. And even Kevin Hart gave him props about that, is that he don't even have to do a set. He can get up there and just improv the whole way, and it's just hilarious. I remember it was
right.
Sharonda Rogers, rest in peace to her. That's like, you know, one of his best friends. And Talent got up there and was talking about everybody's color, because her favorite color was green. So they told everybody to wear a shade of green. He was talking about people looking at, like, all different shades of flavors of ice cream. And just, you know, the things that he was saying were just so funny. And this was at a funeral. So he's definitely somebody I admire for improv. So,
yeah.
You know, just different things like that is just not being afraid to go out of your set. Like, even I had a show with Hamburger the other night. And, you know, just different things you'll see in the audience. Like, this one guy had on a mask, and, you know, it was like, okay, why you got on a mask? You sitting next to your boo, and ain't nobody around you. So it was just like, okay, anything that you see, you got to say something. They had rose petals all on the floor because it was Valentine's Day, and it's like, okay, we got to talk about these rose petals. Is this coming to America or what? You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, like, you learn different things like that. It's like how to improv, how to say things that everybody sees. You got to say something
mm-hmm.
about it.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I do want to mention these other two, the three things that you've done. One that you got coming up, two you've done. The Ski Loves House of Hip Hop for the Children and the Praise Through the Night. Tell us a little bit about that and what was it geared toward?
Okay. So Praise Through the Night is a new TV show that I'm hosting. So far we've done three episodes, and it comes on every the last Friday of every month. And you can see it on my YouTube page. It's kind of like a throwback of Dr. Bobby Jones' gospel. So we basically show a local gospel artist, and we just have a good time. So I come in, I have a opening monologue, and then the group, it might be a group or it might be a solo artist. They'll sing a few songs, then we'll come on back, and they'll have an in-depth interview, and then come back and sing some more songs. So we just have a good time. So it's just great that local artists are getting that chance to shine. So that's kind of what that's about. So
and the one for the children.
The one for the children. Okay, so that's a CD and DVD that I made with some of my former students. I am a teacher. So, yes. I am a teacher. These are some of my students that I used to teach when I lived in Los Angeles, California. So people would always say, you know, I like to teach through music. You know, so people would always say, oh, your songs are so great, or I'm getting evaluated. Do you have a song for this, a song for that? So at the end of the school year, my students and I decided to go into the studio and record some of our songs. So these were multiplication and skip counting songs, and we used the songs not only for multiplication but also even for division. And using the strategies and the songs, the kids were able to really shine and score well on their standardized tests. So it really empowered them to score as high as the kids that were in the Gifted and Magnet program. And then a lot of them were accepted in the Gifted Magnet program. So they did a story on me on CNN Headline News. So the songs and strategies just really work. So my CD and DVD is called Kids Multiplication Motivation. And like I said, it's with some of my former students. It's also with one of my friends, a fellow comedian, TJ McGee, rest in peace. He just passed away recently, and the Prophet X. And then also someone else that I found out, she was in the sixth grade when I found her. Her name is Tierra Church. And she already had her own CD, and she was out singing that.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, when I make my CD, I'm going to grab you up.
Okay.
So, yeah, so if you have kids and they are in elementary school, even before elementary, even middle school, this CD and DVD is for you. So it has kids.
Right.
2 through 12, it has some motivational songs, and it's hip-hop. So, you know, a lot of times
right.
you grew up on old schoolhouse rock, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, but let's get into the 2000s, okay? Kids are listening to hip-hop.
Yes.
They know every song on the radio. They can drop it like
that's
a
what time, I was about to
but
say.
But they don't know their timetable.
Yep.
Sure.
Exactly.
So this is something that, you know, and it's clean, and they can play it at a birthday party. They can do the Soul Train line or whatever with it. But
yes. And that's what kids need, especially our children, because we are very artistic and creative. Our children catch on as babies to songs.
Yes.
Like my niece was like going on 2 years old, and she was shaking her head, and I was like, what is she doing? And my sister
mm-hmm.
said she's singing to and dancing to Will Smith, Smith's son's song or daughter's song. And I was like, what?
mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they're musical.
You know, yeah, and they learn songs quickly, especially with the phones being a distraction. You telling a kid in class, I'm going to take your phone if you don't get to work or whatever. It's like it's hard even getting the phones away from them. So when
right.
you do something that involves songs, they're listening.
Oh, yeah.
They're listening.
yes. And then the thing
that
is
so
that
cute.
That is mine is not just audio, but it's video. So when they see
right.
it, and it's, these kids look like me. You know, a lot of times they used to have these. Well, they still do. They have these white guys with a baseball cap, and you trying to be cool, and you rapping multiplication, and it's like, okay, no. When you see my video, these kids look like the kids. They black and brown, okay? And they out.
Yeah.
We got every video is different. So, you know, we got one where we in the club and we on the beach and, you know, we got some Jamaica. You know what I mean? So
we having a good time
on every single video, and the kids look like them. We having a good time. We dancing.
Yeah.
We rapping. So it's definitely the CD and DVD to get.
And that is important because when we're old, they're going to be running the world. And
that's right.
If we don't teach them the skills that they need aside from
mm-hmm.
those phones,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be in a world of trouble as senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for our children, especially in children of ethnic background, to see themselves not just as the janitor. You know,
mm-hmm.
But as the instructor,
mm-hmm.
and that's what has to change. And you know, it's so needed in the Bridgeport school system. I mean, I've been in the Stanford, I've been in the Wilton, I think it was Wilton school system. Bridgeport, definitely, that is like a must. And I do want to wrap it up because I'm running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
One last question.
Okay.
When do you know you've become professional, and what sets you aside from being successful?
Well, I mean, I feel like you just got to keep trying. Like, even if you just starting doing comedy and you haven't even gotten paid for anything, you want to just be professional, period. Like, if somebody's booking you and they want something, get that contract out. You know what I mean? All right, this is your deposit. You know, if you don't even have never had a job, put something on their resume. You put some clubs on there. You just have to be professional, period. You know, just starting out in whatever avenue of life you are, just be professional. Talk professionally, dress professionally. But in this game, yes, you just do, you know, just be professional, period. You know, treat everybody with respect, because a lot of times, even with comedy, the other comedians book you. You know, they got a show, and it's like somebody's like, okay, put on this show, and I need three more comics. So you have to be professional, you know, with the other comedians and you know, network and everything. So you have to just be professional at all times.
Right, right. And that is so true. And that's something that is mandatory that has to be taught in the school system, especially in the high school, in the high schools, because you can't go up to a manager, is what I heard as a teacher one time. They thought they was telling me something good, and they was like, we went to get fill out an application, and they, I'm just going to say it. They told the manager, can I get an application, motherfucker? That's what they said.
Okay.
And I was like, and they were so happy about it. Like, they didn't even know that they did anything wrong, and that was the part that blew my mind. And I just was like, wow, this is what y'all doing today?
Wow.
I'm like, okay, they need.
You can get one, but it's going in the garbage.
Exactly.
That's the way it's going.
You just shut yourself down. Ain't no point in filling it out now.
Okay.
I was like, wow, you know what I mean? So it's like there needs to be some life skills being taught. That's one of the things I was doing with Diamonds in the Rough, originally contracting businesses or schools or after schools being contracted out to teach and to teach basic life skills, especially to high school students. When I started Diamonds in the Rough, that in plays, and it just grew and grew like your career is growing and growing, and I wish you well with your new series. The series coming out, you're playing an FBI agent, April Reese. That is wonderful. So people listen out for Bishop and Chaney. So you can see that. And I'm so proud of you, because I love when I see our people being successful. And I want to thank you for coming on tonight. And is there any last things that you want to say real quick?
Well, definitely follow me at Miss Jones Productions on Instagram, on Facebook. I'm journalist Miss Jones. My website is MissJonesProductions.com. That's MSJonesProductions.com. It has all the links for everything, all the links on how you can watch Bishop and Chaney, how you can watch Praise Be the Night, how you can support me with my radio show and listen to it every single Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. on 108 Soul to Soul in New York. So it has all the links for that. It has all the links for my CD and DVD, Kids Multiplication Motivation. And again, I appreciate you having me to talk about love and how to get her, because my book will be coming out soon, How to Get and Keep a Grown Woman. Hey.
That's right. I need that book too.
Yes.
And
that
you
was
know,
just a little page tonight. We only got to the letter W. We didn't even get to O M A and N. We just got a little bit of the W.
Well, you can't give them everything, so they can, people can go get the
page,
book.
Just
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
To do seminars.
Yes, because you know what, too, Ms. Jones? A lot of times we don't look at ourselves, too, because there are things in our lives and our background sometimes that we have to heal from, and we have to allow ourselves the opportunity to alone and learn ourselves and to grow and educate ourselves and to get spiritually connected so that you can recognize the clowns from the real men. So that you can you know in your heart what it is that you need to change for yourself before you can put somebody in your space, you know, and that means taking time out to heal from the last relationship before you jump into the next relationship, you know. So that's what I've learned. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. You're right. Hurt people hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. So if you're hurt and you're broken, then you need to heal and you need to figure out maybe even what you did wrong in that relationship, because I'm all the other person. You know what I mean? What did you do?
Exactly.
Don't do it again in the next one.
That's right. Take two to tango.
Let's look and see, why did she cheat on you? Hello, somebody.
Oh, okay.
You did something. Maybe it was how you talked to her.
Exactly.
Okay? Because she didn't get cheated because you did something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You made her feel less than, and she said, "I'm gonna get you back."
Okay. Wow.
Oh, yeah. We all got to look at ourselves. What did you do?
Yeah. So true.
Yeah.
So true. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for coming on. God bless you. And I wish you much success in all your endeavors.
Thank you. God bless you. And I wish you the very best as well.
Amen. Thank you.
For having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. That was Miss Jones. She is a jack of all trades, does many different things. So listen to the show if you haven't heard it all. I'm going to play a little bit of Got Love, and then I'm going to come back and read off some of the names of the past guests before this show ends. There you have it. That was Got Love by Gerald Levert. Love, love, love his music. Rest in peace. Anyway, I would like to go over some of the people who have graced this show. But if you would like to give your heart to God, get with someone who is seasoned in Christ, a pastor, a teacher at the church, wherever you go. If you don't go, get with someone that can hear your outward confession to the Lord and just be open. Open your heart. That's it. Boom. Romans 10, 9 through 11, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. So there you have it. If you need help, call me up. No, don't call me. Text me first. And I can assist you if you don't have anybody else to do that. This streaming may run out, but I'm still going to read the names, and you can continue listening if you like. The people who have graced, some of the people who have graced this show or I've interviewed through media is Yo-Yo, the rapper, legend rapper, Donnell Jones, Special Ed, Melba Moore, CeCe Peniston, J.J. Harrison, Davey Lozano, Christopher Williams, Randy Young, Bernard Jackson of Surface, Doobie Powell, Joe Show, Curtis Blow, Nick Kelly, Nick Agneto, Stacey Ladislaw Jackson, Glenn Jones, D. Lucas, Benita Brooks, Ernest Brown, Tamar Cardwell, The Green Violinist, Tony Redd, Darren Cookie Moore, Calvin Richardson, Wendell B., J.D. Lawrence, Marcel Lashley Davies, Richmond Punch, Carmichael the Music Lover, Isaac Zellner, Norman Tappan, Chris Clark, Mo Green, Monique Smith, Dre Romero, Cool Mike Ski, Jonathan Gates, Mika Jean, Hope Flood, Howie Bell, Wasan Jackson, Craig Kelly, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Capone, A Plus Hollywood, Jay Alexander, Gerald Kelly, Tony Bird, King Mafioso, FSW, Pastor Brown, Janice Dempsey, Riff, A. Curtis Farrell, Easy Taylor, Keisha Rainey, Jonathan Du Bois, Ane Du Bois, Judah Seeley, Darren Cookie Moore, Kim Mathis, Elder Jeanette Green Washington, Pastor Joseph Green, Rashawn Langley, Kiki West, Tiffany Tazelle, Omar Wilson, Phoenix Fire, Jay the Comedian, Misconduct, Ricky Allen Drawn, Jay Trini Goring, Coffee Goring, LaVon Briggs, my mother, my sister, Avis Daniels, and Andrea Daniels, Sebastian Tribby, Deborah Williams of Her Gang 2, Don Nod Nottingham of the Stylistics, Midnight, Marcia Sapp from New York, Carissa Dow, violinist from New York, John Hinton, Bernadette Barnes from New York, Prophet Ramai Jubilani, Ashley Mondestin, Pierre Guten, Pastor Arlene Henry, Maris Goldstone, Prophetess Brenda Culpepper, Damon Cook, Tia Swint, Satanya Ford, Sonia Hudson Payne, Trina Seymour Bowers, Lauren G., Sheila McCoy, author M.L. Brooks, Odelia, Pastor Felicia Cunningham, Lou Humphrey of BSE Recordings, Kent Barrett of WNHU, Jerry Green of WYBC, Rasheen Dixon of WYBC, Sierra Clark, Lyle Hassan Jones, Songbird, Dave Farrell, Travis Sims, Jason V. Watts, Dwight Lamar of New York, Herb Boyd Jr., Tyrone Dunmore, Candace Rena, Bobby Ramos, John Lawson, Matthew Kirkwood, Big T, Lachey Nicole, Tamar Jerome Pierre, Greg Hill of the Delphonics, Robbie Jenkins, Marilyn Moore, Naja McKenzie, Najia Treat, Gloria Cummings, Darlene McGee, Pastor Gene Smith, Dr. Green, Rodney Bethea, Lynn Mosher, Darlene Addison, Chandra Shabazz, Carolyn Smith, Kayla, Mr. Council, Nene Ali of New York, Frankie Brady, Elder Savanda Gaskew, Pamela Wright, Spencer Camp, Kaylin Jackman, Amari Daniel Bay, Jennifer Armistead, Robert Williams of Blue Magic, Jazz E. Matt, Dr. Jamal Bryant, Jamaica Jones, Ernest Richards, Michael Jones, Denzel Williams, Gina Blaze, Connie Johnson, Lamar Taylor, James James Fountain, Lisa Mellers, Jeanette Zacks, David Davis, Anthony E. Brown Jr., Ernell Grant, Brian DeCauzy, Doremus Williams, Matt Jones, Sheena Bailey, Cool Bubba Ice, Humphrey Bogart, Marlon Randolph, Lachey Nicole, Asante M. Robertson, Johnny Lemon, Karina Ford, Tishy Anderson, Renee Love, Treasure Marie, Steve Wallace, Ebony with an X, CC Lee, Kaylee Roselle, Top Notch Band, Norman Tappan, Monique Smith, I think I said her already. Anyway, Vicky Winans, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Donnie McClurkin, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Jennifer Holliday, Damian Marley, Little John, Sierra Little Bo, Elephant Man, Terry Crews, Bobby, excuse me, my voice is starting to go, Bobby Valentino, Dietrich Haddon, Nigel Dr. Jill Dunkley, Janet Dawson, Denzel Williams, Velasquez Singers of New Jersey, Walter Armistead of New York, Ashley Welfare, Walter Taylor, Janice Murray, Lawrence Green of New Jersey, Sammy Maximum, and John the Apprentice, and now Ms. Jones. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in to Talk to Me Radio. God willing, we will have a show on tomorrow with a special guest, tune back in tomorrow, but it will be at 7 o'clock, not 6:30. Thank you so much. I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Marcus Cole being with you.
Oh, yeah. My guard down.
I can pour my heart out.
I
love being with you. In the solitude of quietness and in my pursuit to find myself, I'm aware of just how blessed I am to commune with you. Now in my life there's a lot of time spent with cute cliches and speaking eloquent, but in my heart is the true sentiment. So let me be true.
Ooh.
I love. There is nothing else I'd rather do but be here with you. Ooh.
I can let my
guard
down.
I can pull my heart out. Now I shouldn't have to pretend like I'm something I'm not, and I don't wanna floss like I got a lot, cause I don't. And there are things in my past that I'm glad you forgot, and that I tell you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I think it was Andre that said, If I had 10,000 tongues, I would tell the world, but that still wouldn't be enough. So I'll just be content with an audience of one. Thank you for spending time with your son, being here. Been right here with you, with you.
I can let my guard down.
I can put my heart out. Lord, I love being here with you. Look at here. Sometimes I feel like I don't want to sing your song. No, I don't. Cause I am far from perfect, and I don't want to lead anybody wrong. Ooh, but you above all people know my heart, and you know where I stand. Yes, you do. So I'm gonna stay right here till I become a better man. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? With you, I can let my guard down. And with you, I can pour my heart out. Yeah, 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 yeah. Being right here with you, 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 you. I can tell you all about my fears. And I can show you all of my tears, Lord, yeah. I love being with you, you. I can let it down. Ooh, no matter, no matter, no matter what, Lord, I know that you have my best interest at heart. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love being here with you.